All right, so we are backstage, and this is how all the guests, a lot of the guests are going to make their way in through the crowd. 20,000 people packed up in here, and they are amped.
I mean, I think what she is and, you know, what she does for women, especially for people, is still going to endure. I mean, she's going to keep doing what she does. She has her network. She has her legacy of everything that she's achieved. And I think, like, her daily presence in everyone's life is, you know, she's kind of like a piece of American history. You know what I mean?
I did her first show when she had a show in Baltimore. I was one of the first people who did her show because she couldn't get guests. So I was there for her. I had nothing to talk about, but I was on her show.
What did you see in her then that you said, this is a person worthy of spending time with?
She was determined to get some guests on that show. And I said to myself, nobody's probably going to watch it but she and I. But I said, I'm coming, Oprah. And look at her now.
You know, we didn't know what was going to happen, and the CD was doing well. But when she had me on and said, hey, kid, I want to give you this shot, it just connected with an audience that I hadn't met yet.
And sales fly at that point?
They've flown ever since. I mean, it's been one of those things where she does have the Midas touch when it comes to that. And people trust her because she provides her audience with such interesting things that they didn't know they wanted.
Here we are. This is backstage. And every place you walk, you go, no, that can't be. And it is. It is. And all I can say is I've never seen anything quite like this before. I've never been part of anything like this before. And it's big and it's completely beautiful.
This is the equivalent of American royalty. It's the only way I can describe it. You know, we have the royal family, you have Oprah. It's actually astonishing.
If you would have looked at Oprah 30 years ago when she was a local anchor in Baltimore, could you see that she was going to become this woman, this giant star?
I think I would have recognized her confidence. And, you know, it's something I do on all my shows. You know, I've learned that now. That it's your confidence, it's the way people react around you. You've got to be very quick to adapt to that. So I'd like to think I would have done it.
For those people at home, because you are Dr. Phil, who are just heartened thinking about these last shows, what would you say to them?
Well, people are going to miss her. I mean, it's like a really good friend moving away, right? And it's going to be a real void because this is somebody people haven't just watched. They've had a relationship with. They know her. And they feel that connection with her, and that's going to be a void. But they'll find her on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Are you one of those kids who sit, come home after school and plop down and watch Oprah?
I was one of those kids who didn't understand that I was being taught while I was being taught. You know, those lessons, you know, that opportunity to see someone else giving when they have so much, you know, you don't understand what that is until it happens. Or the ability to simply care. You know, you just look at it like, oh, that's Oprah. Yeah, of course, that's what she does. But then when you get older and you understand the message, you understand the true form and the substance behind everything that she does, it is truly being blessed to be a blessing to someone else.
What was she saying up there tonight?
She was overwhelmed. She was happy. I was saying that I love her. And, you know, I love her. I just kept telling her, I love you. I love you.